Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. Welcome back. It is Monday, March 14th.
I'm not kidding, not exaggerating, not embellishing.
This is true.
This is the best one yet.
This is the best Snacks Daily episode.
It is.
We've ever whipped up. Jack, I love this episode. What's our first story?
TBOY for our first story. April, it's for baseball and the Masters, but also coming back into the office.
Corona Economy, episode 6, The Return of the Commute.
For our second story, 2 months ago, we told you that Kim Kardashian's Skims company hit a $3 billion valuation.
Well, here's what they're doing with the money. Urgent underwear delivery.
For our third and final story, the latest entrant to the streaming wars, CNN Plus.
Yeah, but it's the first one to offer something forever.
Forever.
Forever ever?
But Snackers, before we hit that fantastic mix of stories.
Wonderful mix, Jack.
We're opening up the Hoarder's Almanac to week 105.
Yeah, things are running out of because of the pandemic. Jack and I have been keeping track for you.
This week, we're running out of flags, specifically the Ukrainian flag.
Jack, trying to raise the Ukrainian flag over here and hands are empty.
We got plenty of emojis for the Ukrainian flag, but where's Betsy Ross when you need a real flag?
Honestly, Jack, we should have mastered knitting during the pandemic. We could have solved this crisis.
The National Flag Company, Snackers, it's based in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Lovely
place. And they've
been
making flags, not just American, all flags for 150 years.
And this flag icon manufacturer spoke to the New York Times just this week.
Last year, National Flag Company sold 7 Ukrainian flags in the whole year.
Jack, how many Ukrainian flags has the National Flag Company sold lately?
In just a couple days, they sold 450 flags.
The only other time they've seen a surge like this is right after 9/11.
Yeah, and that was for American flags. Now it's for Ukrainian flags because it's the must-have accessory right now.
To quote David Putty, gotta support the team.
You've seen this blue and yellow flag the past couple weeks.
You have, Snackers. The blue stripe in the Ukrainian flag, it actually represents the sky.
The yellow stripe below, that represents a wonderful field of wheat.
Yeah, well, the yellow is in a whole bunch of flags, so like not hard to make the flag for Ukraine when you got the yellow fabric.
The yellow part's fine.
Yeah.
It's the blue that's right. A unique, specific blue in the Ukrainian flag.
This is where we get a problem with the Ukrainian flag. It's with the blue pigment.
26 weeks ago, Hoarder's Almanac week like 74 or something, we told you we were running out of blue in this economy.
Well, now
That's become a problem because the Ukrainian flag, it needs the color blue.
The specific pigment we're running out of, therefore, we're out of Ukrainian flags.
So, Jack, there is a surge in demand for Ukrainian flags.
And a lack of supply of that blue fabric.
Snaggers, we gotta DIY ourselves out of this flag shortage.
Grab some 501 Levi's blue jeans you got up in the attic.
Yeah, then yank the yellow foam out of a Nerf football.
And start stitching.
Snackers, we're still thinking about Ukraine.
Let's wave our three stars.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible, business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Big Tech is initiating the return of the commute.
The biggest experiment in labor history starts right now.
First of all, March and April, just tough on the what you're going to wear, like sweater weather, kind of, you know?
Mud season.
Yeah, it's mud season some places.
Don't take the dirt roads if it rained recently.
It becomes questionable. But March and April are also the beginning of a spring awakening.
Baseball, opening day. You got the Masters golf tournament. The grass is sprouting out of the earth.
You can wear white, maybe. Like, you can kind of pull off white and no one's going to really judge you.
Don't wear white if it recently rained and it's muddy.
It's a roundup situation. But March and April also mean the return of the commute.
Because after 2 years of commuting from your couch to your coffee machine, you got to come back into the office.
Because after give or take 17 delays, Big Tech is finally telling techies, toss on the hoodies. You got to get back to the office.
Yep. The first announcement came last month from Microsoft.
Microsoft. Starting on March 30th, Microsoft's 100,000 U.S. workers, they're going back to the office. They got to go back to the office.
If you work at Microsoft and you want to keep working from home more than 2 days a week,
yeah,
you got to get an approval from your manager.
And we got a similar situation going on with the other big tech companies.
Apple, they are requiring everyone to come in Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Right.
You got to be in the office.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink, but also on Wednesdays and Fridays, you can optionally choose to come into the office.
Yeah, Wednesdays and Fridays. Don't have to come in, Ken, if you want.
And you got Uber, Facebook, and Google all mostly returning to gorgeous corporate campuses as well. There we go. Dress up.
You're not a big tech company unless you have your own zip code.
But it's fine because your personal barista at those companies still knows your name and remembers the latte order.
But Nick, over at the investment bank.
Oh, different situation.
There's no flexibility.
Uh-uh.
It's like the pandemic never happened. We want you in 5 days a week. Yes.
And translation snackers, 5 days a week in finance is really 6 days a week for everyone else. We know from experience.
It really is. So we're seeing a very clear group A of this economy.
The companies where you must return to the office.
But there's also a different group, a group B.
Yeah, companies with a remote future forever situation going on.
Kick it off with Twitter and Square. They announced early on back in May 2020 that everyone at the company can work from home if they want. Forever.
Same with Dropbox and Affirm and Shopify and Zillow. Work from home wherever, forever, whatever, they'll do it.
And because of those remote friendly moves from some big names, you got some city mice becoming country mice.
Okay, Jack, according to a recent survey from Upwork, you got 9% of Americans.
Which is 19 million Americans.
Who actually still plan to move to other places.
Yeah, and you got 5 million Americans from the same survey who have already permanently moved thanks to remote-friendly jobs.
Okay, so to whip out the Bunsen burners here, we now have a clear group A and we've got a clear group B.
Is this a perfect experiment setting itself up?
Jack, this feels like the perfect experiment. So what's the takeaway for all our buddies working in the American economy?
The greatest experiment in labor history starts now.
Yeah, snackers, starting this spring, we're seeing a major divide in white-collar American work.
You got companies requiring workers come back in and companies that don't.
It's a shirts for a skin situation. You got group A and then you got group B.
There's two different teams of the U.S. workforce.
So snackers, here is the great experiment that companies are kicking off this month.
Which type of company, group A or group B, will perform better?
The work from work or the work from home?
Which companies will attract the best employees?
The office first or the home first?
Is work from office worth the really expensive real estate?
But is work from home flexibility worth the lack of camaraderie?
Starting this spring, for the first time, the results will start rolling in.
The greatest experiment in labor history, it starts now. For our second story, so what is Kim Kardashian Skims doing with the $250 million that she just fundraised?
I got an answer for you, Nick.
Please, Jack.
Urgent underwear delivery. in Los Angeles.
Urgent underwear delivery. By the way, Jack, the real Kim Kardashian reality show, apparently it's going down in Silicon Valley.
It's her shapewear startup becoming the Victoria's Secret for Gen Z.
Get these numbers, snackers. Kim Skims just did $400 million in sales last year.
And they were the official innerwear, which is underwear and shapewear, and loungewear provider of the Team USA women in the Olympics.
This company is worth $3 billion. That's one-fifth of a Lyft.
And that's three times more valuable than the Victoria's Secret brand is.
Yeah, like we were saying, Kim Kardashian Skims, it's the Victoria's Secret of Gen Z.
I'd say millennials too.
Let's roll with it. And they've expanded from underwear and shapewear to hoodies and dresses.
But the hero product is still what you wear underneath.
Well, in January, snackers, Jack and I were telling you about how Kim Skims raised $240 million in fresh funding. So we know you're thinking, what did she end up using the money for?
We found it. Super delivery of super undies.
Yeah. Kim Skims, they're going from lower bodies to logistics.
2 hour shapewear delivery, guaranteed.
Okay, Jack, let's go to a beautiful place. How about 4 p.m.? The sun is starting to set in lovely Santa Monica. Great place to be.
That strip with the palm trees. You're up looking over the ocean.
Abbot Kinney's great too. And snackers, let's say you need a bodysuit because you got a big birthday that night and you're celebrating in Santa Monica.
Skims will hook you up by 5:59 at your door. She's got your back.
Yeah, maybe you get some bralettes too.
It's just a $10 delivery fee and it's starting in Los Angeles only. 500 different Skims items at your door in 120 minutes.
And they've partnered with Uber on the delivery and another startup on the software to make this logistics dream happen.
Super delivery.
Yeah.
It's the same concept as a ghost kitchen.
Yeah, you've heard this before. They basically took the idea of food and they're sticking it on fashion.
Instead of pumping out dumplings fast to your door,
yeah,
they have small fulfillment centers around Los Angeles with stacks of stockings ready to go.
So if you're within 10 miles of the 9004 zip code, you're never going commando again.
And if this experiment in LA goes well, they plan to roll out to 5 major cities this year.
Yeah, it's not just going to be West Hollywood. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Kim's Skims?
Acts of service beat out words of affirmation.
Look, snackers, maybe you haven't done couples therapy, but if you have, class number one, figure out which of the 5 love languages matters most to you and your partner.
Now, they say that all 5 love languages are equally valuable.
They do say that.
But we've noticed that brands kind of treat customers like their partner.
Yeah.
And they love hitting us up with just one of the 5 languages. Words of affirmation.
Snackers, we are bombarded daily by marketing emails and ads saying that some company appreciates us.
Oh, thanks for thanking me for buying your thing.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
How do I unsubscribe?
Acts of service are different from words of affirmation.
And we think they're a more powerful way to win customer love.
And what is a better act of service than getting underwear delivery ASAP?
Skims may be the only apparel brand that will show up at your door in a pinch.
Yeah, let's say you're in Brentwood. You need some shapewear. You don't have time to get that shapewear.
Kim's got your back.
And charging you $10, Skims is probably losing money on this, but that's exactly what VC funding is for.
Kim's 10-minute urgent underwear, that's an act of service.
For our third and final story, the newest streamer coming out is CNN Plus, and it drops in 2 weeks.
How to stand out in a sea of streamers?
That's the question.
Offer something forever.
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 Unprecedented.
Have you ever seen The Morning Show, Nick?
Okay, so I watched the first season and I don't know, it was dramatic.
It's an Apple TV Plus show about a news agency.
I haven't gotten to season 2. I'm still working on Succession.
You got Jen Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
I do love Succession, though.
Well, if you saw season 1, then you know season 2 is about a news agency that is in turmoil.
Shocker. Stress on set.
And during their most stressful time as a company, they also have to launch a make or break streaming service.
All right, I see where you're going. All right, season 2 of The Morning Show is exactly what is happening to CNN right now in real life.
Life imitates art.
Okay, snackers, last month, no joke, this is the same situation. CNN's head, Jeff Zucker, resigned for not disclosing a romantic relationship with a subordinate.
Rough timing. The PR team is not happy about this timing.
No, because CNN Plus is supposed to be launching in 2 weeks after a long wait.
It is launching in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they don't even have their like godfather of the company there.
Now, snackers, here's what Jack and I find fascinating about a story like this. The main problem with news is that it's background viewing.
Live news on TV is a very different form of TV than the joyful content you find on Netflix.
Right. You're going to tune in to Succession. You're going to tune out when you're watching whatever's on the news right now.
24-hour news is kind of awful.
Uh-huh.
Constant blaring headlines, streaming headlines on the bottom, the top, the side, diagonal.
And honestly, No one really intentionally goes to watch a news channel.
You put it on in the background.
Right. This is dentist waiting room kind of material.
24-hour CNBC. It's on in the background of every investment bank's trading floor.
Jack, I'm thinking back to our finance days. It's not a bank unless the front desk has a 90-inch TV with Squawk Box on mute.
And Fox Business right next to it.
Because you gotta have balance.
So CNN Plus's challenge, will people pick up a smart TV remote and intentionally click through like six clicks to watch news?
That is the challenge facing CNN Plus. So what they're going to do is at first they're going to tempt us.
With live TV, on demand, and interactive programming.
Yeah, they're going to have like Aaron Burnett, Jim Acosta, and 10 more pseudo news celebrities on the TV.
But CNN Plus knows they need one more thing to get you to sign up.
They need one more thing. And it's actually a pretty dramatic thing. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at CNN Plus?
CNN is ignoring their lawyer's advice, and they're offering something forever.
Forever, ever?
They're offering it forever.
Forever. Snackers. Not a word you see in legal documents, you know, like ever.
Lawyers do not want a client to agree to anything if it's forever. In fact, they'll sue you if you agree to something forever.
But guess what? That is exactly what CNN Plus is offering to boost initial signups. Forever.
They're offering founding members of CNN Plus a discount forever.
Forever discount. So CNN Plus is actually $6 a month, but they're going to give it to you for half that if you sign up in the first 4 weeks.
And that half off discount, if you sign up in the first 4 weeks, it doesn't expire. Ever.
Ever.
You get it as long as you remain a subscriber forever.
Forever. Now, CNN calls this desperate. I mean, they call this a deal of a lifetime, Jack.
It is unprecedented, a forever discount.
Because to stand out in a sea of streamers where you got subscription, CNN Plus is embracing the word forever.
Even though lawyers hate the word forever.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
The return of the commute starts this month.
Work from home companies versus work from work companies. The great labor experiment starts now.
For a second story, Skims will deliver in Los Angeles in under 2 hours.
Yeah, that's not love. That's an act of service.
Our third and final story is CNN Plus. They're trying to stand out in a sea of streamers.
Yeah, so they're offering a discount. Forever.
Forever.
Now time for our snack fact of the day. This one tweeted in by Joey Wesley from Shuzhou, China.
According to Nature magazine, there are 422 trees on Earth for every one person on Earth.
Okay, we're going to whip up a little whiteboard math on this. There are also nearly 7 billion people on this planet Earth.
Which means there are 2.9 trillion trees on Earth.
We repeat, there are nearly 3 trillion trees on planet Earth right now.
So that means there are more trees on Earth than there are stars in the Milky Way galaxy.
Which is wild because I may be wrong on this, but I thought the Milky Way was expanding forever.
My lawyers are going to sue you.
Someone's going to get sued. Snackers, you look fantastic this week. Jack, your voice is 130% today.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's great. Sounds fantastic.
I wouldn't go that far, but thank you.
You're hitting all the tenors, all the altos, you're nailing it.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. That was great. And before we go, congratulations to Taylor and his 18-month-old daughter, Holland, for breaking the world record of fastest mile ever run while pushing a stroller.
Wow.
Wow.
And congrats to Jacob Perry, who just closed on some real estate in Nashville, Tennessee.
And Aaron Cohen, congrats on the promotion over at Uber Eats New York City.
Congrats to Ayana, who's celebrating 10 years as an attorney forever in New York City.
And Jack, the Nepal Tea Collective, they just nailed 6 successful years as a startup also in New York City.
Congrats to Armin for the first day launching a new business in Houston, Texas.
And Ashley and Brian, enjoy that anniversary over in Menlo Park.
Happy 2 years together to Jen T and Zoe G.
Yeah, they've been rock climbing too. And happy birthday to Alec Lewis over at the Miami University of Ohio.
Happy birthday to Lavanya in Austin, Texas.
And Arnold Hernandez, also in Austin, Texas.
And Kyle Gong in Toronto.
And Philip Carson down in Dallas.
Happy 33rd to Ryan Shellhammer in Texas.
And Will Mayer, happy birthday while cooking a breakfast sandwich down the street from Jack in Burlington, Vermont.
Happy birthday to Bin Hugh in Shanghai, China.
And Anuradha Desahi, happy birthday in Jersey City.
And happy 30th birthday to Teddy Kramer, aka the Poos, from Brattleboro, Vermont. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick owns stock of Apple. I own stock of Netflix. And we both own stock of Block, Shopify, and Zillow.
Robinhood Snacks, newsletters, and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve on the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial, LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal and past performance, does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.